The First Song of Hell. On our life's journey, when halfway along, I found myself again in a forest's black blur, because the right road to be on was gone. Oh, to tell what it was like will hurt. That rank, rough, heartless forest, if the thought makes fears recur that are barely less bitter than death is. But since my theme is good there I did find, I will tell the other things there that I witnessed. Retelling my entry there, not much comes to mind. I felt at the point of more than sleeping my fill, now that I'd abandoned the true way far behind. But then I was at the foot of a hill, where the valley that had rolled horrors into my heart ended. They'd pierced it like a drill. And I looked up high and saw its shoulders, already dressed in the rays of the planet that straighten whatever path we're on, beholders. Which calmed a little the panic in the lake of my heart that already had lasted the night that my remorse overran it. And like a panting man, exhausted, who exits deep sea for the shore, turns back to the dangerous water and watches. In the same way, my mind, before running more, turned back to review the narrow spot that had never let someone alive through before. I gave my tired body a little stop, then resumed my ascent. The way was deserted, and my push-off foot always the one not on top. There, almost as soon as my climb had started, a very fast leopard, a mutant, with a cat's grace and covered with fur, stained and blotted. It would not take itself from my face. Far from it, it was so much in my way, I could only, each time it faced me down, about face. The time was the hour that begins the day, and the upward sun was mounting with the stars who were with him, when divine love made, in the beginning, those lovely things start. So I felt hopeful. Here were reasons for cheer concerning the wild beast coated with marks, the hour of the day, the sweet time of year. But not so much fear could not paint me the sight of a lion, and what was clear is that I was where his oncoming aimed. His head was high. He was so insane to feed, the air around him seemed to faint. And a wolf, every addiction's need, seemed loaded onto her boniness. The stark life she's already made so many lead. She filled me with such heaviness, from the fear that stepped from the eyes in her head, I lost hope of achieving highness into someone who adds willingly to treasure collected, until the day that engineers his utter decrease, and he's in mourning and thinks more tears are shed. She turned me, that beast without peace, keeping at me, token retreat by token, pinning me back where the sun does not speak. As I collapsed backwards down, nearly broken, someone offered my eyes was at hand, who seemed through long silence to be weak-spoken. I see him in the great desert, and have mercy on me. Shout to him at once, whatever you are, ghost or true man. Not a man. I was a man. His response, my parents were of Lombardy, Mantuans both, by township and province. I was born under Julius Caesar, but tardy. And I lived in Rome under the good Augustus, in the false god's time, god's for the foolhardy. I was a poet, singing about how just was the son of Anchises, come from Troy after it, superb, sacked Ilion, combusts. But you, back to what at best will annoy? Why aren't you scaling love's mountain, the beginning and the goal of every joy? Then you are Virgil. Yes, that fountain, stretching speech to wide-banked communication. As I was replying, shame made my face sadden. O other poet's honor and illumination, now may it pay off the long study of your, for love of it, complete publication. You are my teacher and my author. From you alone I took the elegant style that's brought me honor. The beast made me turn myself back. Look, protect me from that. You are wise and legendary. She's terrifying, pulse and vein. I shook. You might pick a different itinerary, is what, after watching me sob, he said, if you want to escape from this heartless territory. This beast you shout about in dread, let's no one in her path get past her. She's in your way, then again, then kills you dead. She has a nature so cruel, so wicked, that never is her famished wanting satisfied. After a meal, she's more hungry than ever. Many the creature with whom she plays bride, and there will be more, until the greyhound shall come. He'll see she dies agonized. For food, he'll consume neither gold nor ground, just wisdom and love and power. Between Feltro and Feltro, his nation's book bound. Low-rising Italy's savior, for whom so many fell, the virgin Camilla, Euryalus, Turnus, Nisus died of their wounds there. It is he who'll hunt her through town and villa until he sent her back down to hell, from where envy, in the beginning, willed her. So best for you, I think, and see quite well, is for you to follow me, and I'll be your guide. I'll take you from here through the place that's eternal, where you'll hear the howls of the hope denied. You'll see ancient spirits in distress, shouting protests at the second death they died. And you will see the ones at rest in fire. Their hope is for a future, whenever it may come, among the blessed. If up among these you then wish to venture, there will be a soul who puts me to shame. I'll leave you with her on my departure. Since the emperor of that high domain, because I rebelled against his law, doesn't want his city to be somewhere I came. Everywhere he reigns, from there he rules over all. There is his city and his high court. Ah, how happy to be there, the one he'll call. I to him, poet, I beg your support, by that god you had no knowledge of. Before this gets worse, cut it short, and take me where you just spoke of, so that I get to see the gate of St. Peter, and the ones who have it, as you put it, rough. He got moving then, and I picked up the rear.